Anyway, talking of Newport, we've got a lovely young lady that sat opposite. She lives on the other side of the road.
Yes, near where we live.
Which is the common side.
It is, yes.
But Leanne is in. Morning, Leanne, how are you?
Morning, I'm good.
What are you doing here? Who do you represent?
I work for a charity called the Wheatsheaf Trust. It's based in Southampton, but we've just started work over here on the Isle of Wight. We support 16 to 18-year-olds to access education, employment or training. So we've come to say hello on the radio. Brilliant. And we're hoping to do a bit of a little appeal for one of my young people that I work with.
Okay, just before you do that, give us some details on the Wheatsheaf. Is there a website we can look at, check out?
Oh, you're
going to
ask me difficult questions.
www.
There is. It's www.wheatsheaf.org is what it is.
There you go.
That's the pub, isn't it?
No, it is a pub, Dame Shirley.
Well, we got a pub, haven't we?
See where her mind is, isn't it?
No, it is all online, though. It does give a lot of details. It's gone back. I think Wheatsheaf Trust has been around for about 15 years now. So
okay,
it's
brilliant.
Been going strong.
Good for you. And it's good that we've got these organisations to help, because there's many youngsters out there that need help.
There is. There's a lot more than you realise. A lot of them are quite hidden away. A lot of people don't have they don't have any support from anyone, actually, and they really don't know how to even start looking for a job or for different or what sort of opportunities are actually out there for them. Because there is a lot. They just it's just getting people to sort of joined up for it. But yeah, but we've been here since January. And it's growing, so we're working with quite a few young people now. Just taking on a new member of staff.
Good. Excellent. And she's actually here as well. We might grab a word with her later.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
And put her through all this unnecessary stress.
That's a great idea.
So you want to help a young lad who wants a bike?
Yes. What it is I'm working with a young lad who lives in Sandown area. He's after a bike for two reasons. One of them is he suffers with his mental health, so he loves cycling and getting out and about really makes him feel better. But obviously he hasn't got a bike at the moment. He used to have one, but it broke, so he hasn't been able to do that recently. The other side of it is for travel, because obviously we all know how expensive the buses are here, and there's no real form of easy transport. But because he loves cycling, if we could get him a bike, preferably a BMX bike, but if we get him some sort of bike, then he could at least get to Shanklin, ride. You know, it does open up a lot of those other areas, places like Wroxall, which nobody ever can get to on a bus, you know.
So you've had to go out the Southern Vectis, you've had to go out Wroxall. You ain't going to get a bike from them, are you?
Okay. No, I love Wroxall. We just can't get to it. That's the only problem.
What do you want to go to Wroxall for?
Well, sometimes I'm not sure.
Don't you start on all. Cool. All right. So we're after a bike for this young man.
We are.
And it will really help him.
Yes, definitely. It'll make a big difference.
If you've got a bike that's in the shed, it's not doing anything.
Is it a large bike, sort of an adult size?
Yeah, it'd have to be like a man's bike, proper adult size, because he's 17, so definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But anything, I think he's quite handy, so he could probably fix it if there's just a few sort of things that aren't expensive that just need doing to it.
Okay.
Is there
any details that you can give out, so if there's some kind soul out there has a bike and they want to get hold of you, how do they do it? Smoke signals or an email, maybe?
An email would be great. I have got a phone number.
You left it out there.
I've left it out there.
Okay. Don't worry, because what we'll do is we'll podcast this and we'll put the details and the telephone number and email address on there as well. Okay.
That would be great. I could tell you my email address now.
Okay, go on.
Okay, that's Leanne, LEANNE, at wheatsheaftrust.org.
Nothing at all to do with the pub.
See? Nothing to do with the pub.
Okay. Brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
How was that for you?
Ah, I quite enjoyed it. I want to stop talking now.
That's what happens. I'll shut you up now.
No.
That's what happened to Dame Shirley as well. Can't shut her up either. And me as well.
I keep getting told off for interrupting.